are considered desirable, and humans are limited to a materialistic life in this world, as long as attempts are made to replace obedience to God and following His prophets and true freedom with servitude to materialistic tendencies and animal instincts, and servitude to oppressing human beings, and contention reaches its pinnacle, as long as the aggressors, because of their financial, political, and propaganda powers, not only escape punishment, but even claim righteousness. And as long as wars are started and nations are enslaved in order to win votes in elections, not only will the problems of the global community remain unsolved, but they will be increasingly exacerbated. Friends and colleagues, let's look at the situation of the world today. Iraq was attacked under the false pretext of uncovering weapons of mass destruction and overthrowing a dictator. The dictator is toppled and WMDs are not uncovered. A democratic government is established by the votes of the people, but after 6 years, the occupiers are still there. They insist on imposing colonial agreements on the people of Iraq by keeping them under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter. Millions of people have been killed or displaced, and the occupiers, without a sense of shame, are still seeking to solidify their position in the political geography of the region and to dominate oil resources. They have no respect for the people of Iraq and disregard any dignity, rights, or status for them. The UN is not capable enough to solve the problems and to remove aggression, occupation, and imposition. In Palestine, 60 years of carnage and invasion is still ongoing at the hands of some criminal and occupying Zionists. They have forged a regime through collecting people from various parts of the world and bringing them to other people's land by displacing, detaining, and killing the true owners of that land. With advance notice, they invade, assassinate, and maintain food and medicine blockades, while some hegemonic and bullying powers support them. The Security Council cannot do anything, and sometimes, under pressure from a few bullying powers, even paves the way for supporting these Zionist murderers. It is natural that some UN resolutions that have addressed the plight of the Palestinian people have been relegated to the archives unnoticed. In Afghanistan, production of narcotics has multiplied since the presence of NATO forces. Domestic conflicts continue. Terrorism is spreading, and innocent people are bombarded on a daily basis in streets, markets, schools, and wedding ceremonies. The people of Afghanistan are the victims of the willingness of NATO member states to dominate the region surrounding India, China, and South Asia. The Security Council cannot do anything about it because some of these NATO members also happen to be the major decision makers in the Security Council. In Africa, efforts are made to reestablish the relationships of the colonial era by starting civil wars in large countries, including Sudan. Disintegration of those countries is planned in order to serve the interest of some corrupt powers. In case there is a national resistance, the leaders of that resistance are put under pressure by legal mechanisms created by the very same powers. In Latin America, people find their security, national interests, and cultures to be seriously endangered by the menacing shadow of alien domineering governments and even by the embassies of some empires. The lives, properties, and rights of the people of Georgia and Ossetia and Abkhazia are victims of the tendencies and provocations of NATO and certain Western powers and the underhanded actions of the Zionists. The never-ending arms race and the proliferation and stockpiling of nuclear and other weapons of mass destruction and the threats to use them and the establishment of a missile defense system have made the situation unstable. With regard to Iran's peaceful nuclear program, despite the inalienable right of all nations, including the Iranian nation, in producing nuclear fuel for peaceful purposes, and despite such facts as the transparency of all Iranian activities and our country's full cooperation with the inspectors of the IAEA, and the agency's repeated confirmation of the fact that Iran's activities are peaceful, a few bullying powers have sought to put hurdles in the way of the peaceful nuclear activities of the Iranian nation by exerting political and economic pressures against Iran, and also threatening and pressuring the IAEA. These are the same powers that produce new generations of lethal nuclear arms and possess stockpiles of nuclear weapons that no international organization is monitoring, and the tragedies of Hiroshima and Nagasaki were perpetrated by one of them.
Indeed, they are not against weapons, but they oppose other nations'
progress and tend to monopolize technologies and to use those monopolies in order to impose their will on other nations. But it is very natural that the great Iranian people, with their trust in God, and with determination and steadfastness, and with the support of its friends, will resist the bullying and has defended and will continue to defend its rights. The Iranian nation is for dialogue, but it has not accepted and will not accept illegal demands. The time has come for the IAEA to present a clear report to the international community on its monitoring of the disarmament of these nuclear powers and their nuclear activities, and for a disarmament committee to be established by independent states to monitor the disarmament of these nuclear powers. The theories of development that are in line with the hegemonic system and not in accordance with the true needs of humankind and human societies have turned into repetitive and bland tools for assimilation of economies, expanding hegemonic domination, destroying the environment, and destroying the social solidarity of nations. There is no end in sight to this. Poverty, hunger, and deprivation are hurting more than 1 billion of the world's population and have dashed their hopes for a decent life. The dignity, integrity, and rights of the American and European people are being played with by a small but deceitful number of people called Zionists. Although they are a minuscule minority, they have been dominating an important portion of the financial and monetary centers, as well as the political decision-making centers of some European countries and the U.S. in a deceitful, complex, and furtive manner. It is deeply disastrous to witness that some presidential or premier nominees in some big countries have to visit these people, take part in their gatherings, swear their allegiance and a commitment to their interests in order to